If you accept the truism that there is no health without mental health, then the situation facing California's Latino population is even worse than it appears. Dr. Sergio Aguilar-Gaciola, who directs the Center for Reducing Health Disparities at UC Davis, calls that the treatment gap. He spoke to the annual Latino Health Conference in Santa Rosa this week and listed what he called the five A's that are needed to address it.
First is accessibility. We know that access to timely and appropriate care is challenging for Latinos. Second is affordability. The lack of insurance rates is very high in Latinos. Third is availability of services. Usually the services are not available where the concentration of Latinos who are in greatest need are located. Fourth is appropriateness, culturally and linguistically appropriate services. And then the final one is advocacy to help Latinos navigate the health system, especially if they don't speak English.
Without all five of those elements, he continued, even the best-intentioned efforts to meet the needs of that population will inevitably fall short.
It is incorrect to continue to be waiting for people to come with this notion that if we build it, people will come. Well, they may not, because often those who stand to benefit the most are not involved in the process. So there is a big gap between those who are in need of services and the providers.
One red flag indicator, the very high dropout rate for those who do seek treatment.
Up to 75% of Latinos who make it into services don't return for a second time. And culture and language, we know, play a critical role.
Dr. Aguilar-Gaciola further cautions that recent research has revealed many children first show symptoms of mental illness while they are quite young. How young varies with the condition, and that creates opportunities for early interventions.
There is a window of opportunity of 2 to 4 years between when the first symptoms start to present until the full-blown diagnosis that if we were to intervene in a timely manner, we would prevent a lot of the problems that happen afterwards, because many of these things are going to go chronic or they are going to have sometimes fatal consequences like depression.
And there is usually another long gap that follows the full onset of the disease.
We know that people, once they are diagnosed with a specific disorder, it takes them 8 years from that moment until they access services on average. 8 years.
But none of this, he concluded, will get better until or unless healthcare providers can seize the initiative.
Us professionals have to come out of our comfort zone and reach out and meaningfully engage people that we want to serve. If we don't do that, we will continue to face the same challenges that we have been facing for decades.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.